Wildcats of Northwestern, Evanston, Illinois.
It's time for Wildcat Insider.
On the home of Chicago's Big Ten team, 720 WGN.
5 o'clock hour. Wildcat Insider. Quite a day for those Northwestern Wildcats. 38-31. They win on the road at Iowa in a back-and-forth crazy game. The good doctor, Dr. Jim Phillips, thank you, the outstanding athletic director of Northwestern University, joining myself, Mark Carman, and Harry Tynowitz in studio. Dr. Jim, that was a big one today.
It was, guys. It's awesome to be on with you, just cruising down 88 here, trying to get back home. But I'm really proud of the guys. And, you know, Mark, we've talked over the last 4 weeks or so. We've had a better team than we've played. It just has been the case. And today we took a step in a really positive direction. Not a lot of people go to Iowa City and win, and it was a back-and-forth game. So I'm really proud of the guys. We got a lead early, 17-7. Then we were down 24-17. So the resiliency to come back in a pretty hostile environment and get away with a victory is terrific.
A lot of Cat fans I'm seeing on Twitter, Jim, saying, where did the offense come from all of a sudden? What would you say to those Cat fans?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, it's a fair criticism, Mark. It really is. We just have not been able to move the football this year. And if you looked at the first four games, our defense has really played at a pretty high level. But offensively, we've stalled. We've stalled in the red zone. We've turned it over too many times. I mean, last week we had two interceptions at critical junctures. So I think it's just a matter of a maturation process of an offensive unit that's had some changes. We've had some injuries. We've lost some offensive linemen that we thought going into the season were going to play for us. So, again, really proud of the effort. And Justin Jackson did a great job. Austin Carr had three touchdown passes. Clayton Thorson did a nice job of distributing the football, and we blocked better. And it always comes to the line play. And today our line, offensive line, did a really nice job.
And don't forget Flynn Nagel. That was an awesome punt return. One move away from taking it to the house. Mazel tov, Jim, on just a great, great win. Boy, Saturday night, Coach Fitz was all ticked off. He said, these guys better get hydrated right now. What's it like being around Coach Fitz after you lose at home like that, heading into this really daunting task to go in there and beat Iowa on their home field?
Yeah, Harry, two good points. First of all, Flynn Nagel's a great kid, a local product, but I'm all over him about getting tackled by the punter in the end zone. So mazel tov to Flynn Nagel for sure. But I kind of like Fitz with the Ricky Bobbitt, right?
Yeah.
Pairs, different things, but for Fitz, it's the angry Fitz, I call him. And when he gets angry, I think it plays well because he's a really thoughtful coach. The guys love him, and he's a really encouraging guy. He motivates through positive encouragement. But once in a while, he grinds them up like he did this week, and he was really upset after the game against Nebraska because he just felt like it should have been a different outcome. We should have played differently. And I think that, Harry, to your point, I think it gave us an edge. And since last Saturday night, the team's was really focused in coming out here and getting back on the winning track.
What you're talking about there, Dr. Jim, I like the range because, you know, he can be the caring Fitz, but he can also be angry Fitz. And I know that, like a Dr. Jim Phillips, he gets himself out of bed at 4 in the morning and go for the 5-mile run and then do his day and be on it. But some of us, we need a little extra accountability in our lives. I might be personally talking about myself here. So you need, like, sometimes, especially a college kid who might need somebody to get in their face every now and then, and Fitz can do it.
Well, I think that's the beautiful element of coaching at any level, elementary, high school, college, professional. It's understanding young people, understanding what motivates them, understanding what things you need to do to motivate them, not only prepare them to play, but really to motivate him. And I think the world of him. I think he continues to get better. He's still a young guy. And I give him a lot of credit for putting our guys in wonderful position today to come out and play better, execute better, and then ultimately walk away with a great victory.
You know, I was lucky enough to be at your home opener. I have a friend, Maz, who does a great tailgate, and I can't believe that same team from that game against Western Michigan is the team that I saw upsetting all the Iowa fans. You're an athletic director. What did you think about all the Hawkeye fans going nuts and throwing water bottles on the field?
Yeah, I have a lot of respect for Iowa and their program. I just think it's the heat of the moment, and they're really good fans. They're knowledgeable, but you get caught up in the moment. And, you know, I'll tell you, Harry, the first two games were tough. It was tough, but when you pointed out about the Western Michigan game, they're a really good football team, and I got to give an awful lot of credit because they beat us. They went down to Champaign and thumped the Illini, and you know, I don't want to take anything away from those guys. They deserve to win, and again, that's the beauty, though, of college football, that you get another chance to prove yourself each and every week. So I think we've come a long way since that opener in the last 4 weeks, and we have an off week coming up, which is really good because we're banged up a little bit. And then we continue on this gauntlet. We have to go to Michigan State, Indiana home. Then we have at Ohio State and then Wisconsin. So we knew this was going to be a tough stretch starting at Iowa, then going to Michigan State and Indiana home, but then at Ohio State and Wisconsin. So one game at a time, and we started the month of October and off on the right foot.
One game at a time, indeed, and also 1 year at a time, as the news coming out earlier this week, Dr. Jim, that next year the basketball team is going to be playing at Allstate Arena, formerly the Rosemont Horizon, as Welsh Ryan Arena gets renovated. As a season ticket holder, Jim, this is I was wondering where you guys were going to go, and you ended up at Allstate. So tell us about what went into that decision. A historic building for sure.
It is, and we're really happy with the relationship that we have with Pat Nagel and the people at Allstate. We looked all over. We looked at the United Center. We looked at the Sears Center and the Western Suburbs. That made the most sense. DePaul is going to be moving out into their facility, so we'll be the college basketball tenant. We can brand the arena for a year, you know, with Northwestern items, Chicago's Big Ten team, and all the rest of it. We talked with Michael Reinsdorf and the folks at the United Center. That was another great option. But when you have the Bulls, you have the Blackhawks, you have the circus, and you have concerts, you're going to end up being at the bottom of that as far as priority. And so, you know, if you want to play on a Tuesday afternoon at 3:30, the United Center is available. But when you want to play on a Saturday night, it's just not, because their regular tenants are there. They have great teams that are there with the Bulls and Blackhawks, who I love. But then you have to factor in the concert and the circus, and it's a tough venue to get into. So going to Allstate Arena was perfect. It's easier, I think, going to be for our fans to get to. They've hosted college basketball before, and we'll look forward to being with them for the 17-18 basketball season.
Pat Nagel, who celebrated her birthday this week, is such a great guy, and you're going to love being in the Allstate Arena, Jim. They've exercised their demons, so it's time to get wild.
Well also, I see.
You got it, Harry. Mark didn't even catch that. It went right over Mark's head. He didn't even understand what you just said.
It did. I got it now, so it just does take a little bit of time. But I just had a vision of, like, you know, you have so many fans that go to Northwestern games from the North Burbs, and you have an opportunity, and hopefully you guys have a huge year this year, getting the tournament, the whole thing. You have an opportunity to build your brand here, Dr. Jim.
We do. And that's the beauty of it. I think it'll be a seamless transition. Really excited about the season coming up, and then excited about putting a shovel in the ground at Welsh Ryan Arena, the first time we can in March, and then 18 months kind of quarantine that area and open it up with a $110 million upgrade for that 18-19 season. So it'll be great, and I agree with you, Harry. I mean, Pat is a wonderful guy, and it will be a great partner for us.
Yeah, you know, I let me translate what Mark was saying there. First of all, I've seen the photos of what the new basketball arena is going to look like. It looks spectacular. Mark's wondering, because he is going to have a much longer drive, is he on the hook for the season ticket money for the entire year?
I didn't say
Absolutely.
This, Dr. Jim.
We may charge him double, Harry.
Love it. I love it. What a good, you know your soccer field is awesome.
Yeah.
It's spectacular. It's awesome. Have you ever thought about, like, putting up a facility there and then just, you know, boy, that would be like the prime location. I would think you could charge like a zillion dollars a condo there if you ever decided to do that.
So listen, we just opened Chap and Ethel Hutchinson Field, which is our football practice field, and then Lanny and Sharon Martin Stadium, which is what you're describing, the soccer stadium. And across maybe 50 feet, 100 feet from that area, we're going to have a $265 million state-of-the-art facility for our student-athletes. It's the Ryan Fieldhouse, Wilson Field, and then the Walter Athletic Center. And I don't know if you guys know much about Mark and Kim Walter, but they're Chicago folks, went to Northwestern. They also own the Dodgers, and they gave us an incredible gift for us to build this facility, which, again, will house our student-athletes, sports medicine, strength conditioning, academic services. And so with their generosity, you know, you're describing some of those pictures you're seeing probably online, Harry, and I'm really excited about what that's going to look like, because that's going to open up in about 14 months. So we have, all told, about $400 million worth of facility work going on right now in Northwestern Athletics, and it's part of our commitment to really taking that next step with our athletic teams.
Dr. Jim, you're the best. We're going to have the franchise Anthony Walker Jr. on next, who had himself a day today. What's the numbers? 10 tackles, 5 solo, helping lead the way to a big-time Cats victory. Sleep well tonight, Dr. Jim. Congrats.
You got it, guys. And you got to say hi to Anthony for me, because young James Phillips, the second grader, has got an Anthony Walker franchise lunchbox that he carries to St. Francis School every morning. He doesn't care about his backpack. He just wants to make sure he's got the lunchbox for lunch. So you give Anthony some props for that.
Oh, man. I want an Anthony Walker lunchbox. That sounds spectacular. That's a kid who brings his lunch pail to school every day.
That's good parenting.
Absolutely. You got it.
All right.
Be well. Go Cats, guys.
Thanks, Dr. Jim. Dr. Jim Phillips, your Northwestern Athletic Director with us here on 720 WGN.
In a great mood, and why wouldn't he be? Northwestern goes into an impossible place to get a victory, and they get a victory, and I listened to a lot of the game on the radio. I was coming back this morning, and then I was coming down here this afternoon. Dave Ennett, Ted Albrecht, and of course, the guy goes Bears on Sunday, but he has time for Northwestern on Saturday.
Yeah, Adam Hogue doing a great job on the sideline.
Doing a spectacular job. So, big day for Wildcat football.
Yeah, and Dave's the best. Hands down, love him. Hearing him on a Saturday afternoon with a Wildcat football, it just everything just feels right in the world. All right, hey, the franchise, Anthony Walker Jr. up next, 720 WGN.
Beathard in the gun, gets the snap. Beathard looking. Beathard now scrambling. Throws on the run. Intercepted by the Wildcats. Intercepted by Trey Williams. He cut in front of the intended receiver just past the first down marker. And the Wildcats are going to put this one away with 58 seconds remaining.
720 WGN, yeah, baby, 38-31, Cats, a winner over my alma mater, the University of Iowa. It's okay. I grew up around Northwestern. Root for the Cats over the alma mater. A lot of people at my alma mater don't like that, Harry. How do you feel about that? Am I okay?
Yeah, you're fine with that. Okay. I mean, you're a Wildcat fan. You're a season ticket holder for basketball, and you cheer for them for football. It's only natural you'd want your school that you attended to do well, but they didn't today.
I wonder if the franchise Anthony Walker Jr. has my back on that. You feeling me on that, Anthony Walker Jr.?
I'm feeling you on that. I love it. I love it, my man.
I talked to Anthony for pregame a couple weeks ago. And you told me, Anthony, that you have this weird thing that in the middle of the night you set the alarm so you could wake up and know that you have 3 more hours to sleep. So what time did you set the alarm tonight before game day, or do you do that before game day?
I do it before game day, and I set it today at 3 o'clock because we had a 6 o'clock wake-up call, so I set it for 3 a.m.
So 3 a.m. in his room, Harry. He's setting off the alarm. Who was in your room with you tonight?
Nate Hall. He hates it.
Surprise, with him in your room, I'm surprised you got to bed before 3 a.m.
Oh!
You know, before Flynn Nagel brings that punt back to set up the offense on the 5-yard line first and goal, you guys took down the Hawkeyes and strong offense. How good does it feel for the first series to come out on their field in front of their fans and shut them down three and out.
Oh, definitely. Definitely a great feeling. We had to come out and start fast, and I think we did that on the first drive, taking it as a personal challenge to stop the run. And we were able to get off the field on third down, which was great. So, yeah, that was a great start to the game for the defense.
Franchise Anthony Walker Jr. with us here, 720 WGN. So, I mean, this has been a rough start to the season. You guys were 1-3 coming into today, and I was around you guys a little bit this week. I thought I felt a little downness to the team, but obviously that changed coming out today. How'd you guys get yourself ready to go today, I guess is the question.
I think for the most part, you know, we tried to doing a lot of talking. I think we did that for the first couple of weeks. And, you know, like Coach Fitz said, it's time to put away all the talking and just go out and do it. So, you know, we didn't really say much this week, you know, kept everything quiet. And, you know, we said when we get out there, we got to go out and play football, play for 60 minutes. And, you know, going out, I mean, it was a hostile environment, going against a great opponent. I think that was enough motivation that we needed. So, definitely, you know, definitely a great team win for us. But, you know, it doesn't stop here.
How good does it feel, Anthony, to get 6 sacks?
Oh, man, it was dominant for our defense. Fabio Denable had 4 of them, and Joseph Jones, who's sitting right next to me right now, had a big one to start off the game. So, you know, just to get that pressure on the quarterback, you know, CJ is a great quarterback, but just to get some pressure on him and, you know, make his life a lot harder, you know, that's our game plan. So, I mean, being able to get some pressure on them, you know, takes pressure off the DBs a little bit, and, you know, we were able to get there. So, you know, anytime you're able to affect the quarterback, it's always a good thing.
You didn't have a bad day yourself, 10 tackles, 5 solo. Let's get some self-grading going on here. How do you think you played today, Anthony?
I think I played all right. I think I you know, still have a long way to go, but for the most part, I think all of our run fits were well, and able to get on a few tackles today. That was pretty good, and you know, still have a long way to go. Just watched the film. Didn't wasn't perfect at all by a long stretch. But, you know, just to be able to get a win in Iowa City is always good.
So hold on a second. You get out of the game. You shower up. You get on the bus. Somebody hands you a CD, and you're just or whatever. How does it work? And you're sitting there watching yourself already.
Yeah, we we have a great video staff, and they already asked us, you know, who all wants the game right after the game. And, you know, there's nothing else to do on the 4-hour bus trip back, so just go ahead and, you know, see how you did and see how the team played and what can we fix and, you know, just little things like that. I mean, put this win away, get ready for the next opponent.
But I mean, you guys just won such a big game. Don't they let you, like, chill out and watch Deadpool first and then watch the game film?
You can do whatever you want. I mean, I don't think it's not by force. You know, everybody has their own, you know, regimen after the game. But yeah, I like to get the film in early, correct the mistakes fast, and so we can get.
You don't get called the franchise by watching. What did you throw out of there? Deadpool.
Deadpool.
I mean, it's the franchise. We just lost the franchise. The franchise cell phone went out somewhere in between Iowa City and Evanston. That's okay. Love Anthony Walker Jr. and that guy's going to play on Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, and he had a big game today. And then, you know, 6 sacks it was terrific to see where they were week one, where they were week two, and to see the transformations. They go into Iowa and knock off the Hawkeyes in their home field. And I was listening. I did not see it, but I was listening at the point when Dave Ennett and Ted Albrecht were describing the water bottles, and they warned Adam Hogue. They said, go get cover.
Yeah, well, here.
The fans were ferocious. Yeah.
Walk, you're back with us. What was going on in the field when the fans were doing that?
I mean, it was crazy. You know, a few calls that could go either way from either team, and, you know, we were able to come out on the positive side on those for not many times, but, you know, we were able to get a couple calls today, and I guess the fans are a little upset about that. And I mean, it's football. Everybody, you know, that's what the fans are for. That's great. That they're into the game like that. It was great to be a part of it, and you know, just to you know, see that environment. It's always good to see, you know, the home team get upset. But again, you know, the game wasn't over, and we had to keep fighting.
Anthony, Coach Fitz is such a good guy, and he looked so angry Saturday night after the Cornhusker game. And I heard him say that these guys better start hydrating now. What was it like this week practicing for a very motivated Coach Fitz?
Oh, definitely. You know, he's a winner. You know, he wants to win, and I mean, he's not going to make any excuses for us. So just to get back on the field and. You know, he didn't do anything crazy to us, but, you know, we had to practice harder. We knew we started in practice this week, how we prepare. And we prepare hard. I mean, that was the most, you know, this is probably the most physical and, you know, most prayer week we've had. And I think that goes back to, you know, to the man who's leading us, Coach Fitz, and, you know, just going all the way down to the players.
Before we let you go, we just had Jim Phillips, of course, the athletic director at Northwestern, and he said his son, second grader, will not leave the house. Doesn't worry about his homework in the backpack. Doesn't worry about, you know, his actual lunch, but he's got to take the franchise lunchbox. What's that like, Anthony, having your own lunchbox?
It's crazy. It's crazy. I love it, though. I love all the support from the fans and, you know, especially, you know, from your own athletic director who loves, you know, loves it more than anything. So, you know, I really appreciate Jim Phillips and, you know, definitely his son for taking it to school with him. But, I mean, it's all fun and games, and I love being a part of this team. I love being a part of this community.
Who wins in a sprint, you or Dr. Jim? Because I see Dr. Jim sprinting during the game, and, you know, the man's in shape.
Yeah, I don't know. He looks pretty good. I mean, I've seen him run down a few times like he's going to cover kickoff, so I'm not too sure yet.
Yeah, when Jim Phillips gets up at 3 in the morning, he doesn't go back to bed, Anthony. He puts on the shorts and the shoes, and he's out running.
Yeah, he's a busy man.
Hey, the franchise, enjoy your bye week, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. Congrats on the win today.
Thank you. Appreciate it. You guys have a good one.
All right. Anthony Walker Jr., class act, and a hell of a football player. Again, yes. You'll see him on Sundays in the old NFL. Wouldn't look bad in a Bears uniform.
No, he wouldn't. Can he play tomorrow?
Right.
And he's you know what? Thing about Anthony Walker, he's number one in your program and number one in your heart.
That's so beautiful. It's really tender. I hope he feels seen and cared for.
Bears.
All right. Quick timeout. 7:20. News is next. WGN.